Sack Gamers Podcast. Welcome to the Rusak Gamers Podcast, episode 124. We pick right up inside the shell sub and the guys make some decisions. There's crying in the town, a kidnapping, a hot pursuit, and a stairwell fight. Now comments, critique, and general feedback can be left on our voicemail 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. And leave us a message. They're going to take away our number soon. You can also send us email, roy@rusakgamers.com. Look for us on Facebook or stop by our rpgcrosstalk.com forum. You can also listen to us on Stitcher or iTunes. And hey, leave us a review. Enjoy the show. Your makeup is. Abhumans aren't.
So you're saying that one of the 15 occupants of this wasn't an abhuman?
Yes. At least one.
Well, considering our limited resources at this point, I think we should determine how to get it to the surface with enough force to crack the salt.
Based on what y'all figured out at this point, if he keeps his finger on the top of that crystal, it'll break through the salt.
Then that's what we should do.
Yeah.
We ready? Strap in, everybody. Bling.
There are no straps, by the way. Okay. Yeah, you hold on to the gem.
Yep.
And you feel it rise steady, not too fast. You feel it hit the crust, and after a few minutes, you hear it start to crack. A few moments, you hear it start to crack. About a minute or so later, you feel yourself break through.
Open the door.
Lift the crystal out of the base. Let's take it with us.
Well, let's open the door. Let's see what's out there first. Because if we actually moved location, if the group did come back while we were gone, they're going to be looking around for it.
Okay. Well, yeah,
better pop the door quick then. They might be running across the salt flats at us. They might have gone to the hole, and then they see us pop up a few hundred meters away, and they're running at us now.
You're like, dude stole my car.
Yeah. And there
dude,
it is.
Where's my car? Right there.
Open the door.
I open the door.
You see, you can see the large shape of the island where the knob is, Torout's knob is, because you can kind of still see the lights from over there. You've moved maybe 200-300 yards, 500 yards maybe.
Everyone out.
Oh, hold on. I close the door again.
Okay.
Take the crystal out.
Okay.
Do we hover?
You feel like it's starting to sink, but it's slow.
Go quick.
Well, but it'll be gone when we get back. There's no point in taking the crystal then.
No, that's true. It'll sink.
Okay, I'll put the crystal back and hit the top one to reorient it back up to the surface.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it didn't sink very far. I mean, you may have sank an inch. I mean, you distinctly felt it move downward, but right. You heard a little scraping on the salt on the shell.
It's losing power, and it's not negatively buoyant. Okay, I'll open the door. Let's go.
I will remind you that when you first saw this thing, it was at the edge of the shoreline. It was already resting someplace.
Right.
And didn't move until y'all started playing with it.
Well, we moved it pretty far away. Maybe they won't find it in the dark. We'll have some time.
Okay. Let me venture out.
Okay.
Of the craft.
Bill?
The knob?
Does it, after we exit, does it start to drift? Slip
no,
on its own?
No. I mean, no, if you're leaving, you left the gem there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it seems to hold still.
Okay. Well, let's get back to town and see, one, about the body count, two, about missing people, and three, if there's any more abhumans around or strangers.
No, you're going to close the door, right?
Sure, I'll close the door.
Can you convince it to stay closed until you come back?
Ooh.
I could ask nicely.
Yeah. Talk to the machine.
I don't even know if you have that power yet, or...
I think it's fun. I'll give you the opportunity to make a roll.
Put a passcode.
So that somebody who wants to come along has to make a roll in order to open the door? Sure.
Well, on a minor effect, on a major effect, if I roll a 20, my influence or control becomes 28 hours, so I could control the door for 28 hours. So there's a 5% chance.
Well, that's an option you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can increase that percentage by spending effort.
Sure.
I will remind you that it's getting kind of late at night and.
Yeah, I got a date in the morning with a meat pie and a kid and an old one. A young old one.
You don't know that yet, though.
Right. I got a date in the morning with a meat pie and a little girl and something.
That's just wrong.
That's just so kinds of wrong.
No.
When you talk to the constable, don't tell it to him like that.
Don't say it like that.
Yeah. All right. Sure. I'll try to convince the door to stay shut.
Okay. You going to spend any effort or do you have any skills that would be applicable?
I will spend effort.
Okay. So what I'm going to do on this, Doug, is whatever you roll, I'm going to add a step to it.
I have,
does that sound fair?
Sure. I have machine affinity, if that helps. Like I said, anything that's an electrical-based machine, I get one step on.
Sure. So will you use that and your spinning effort? I'll give you two steps.
Okay.
So if you roll a one, it'll become a demanding test for someone. It'll bring it
a one
target number. Anything above a zero, it would be in that area, or three, I guess it would be. He'd have to roll three or better to bring it to get to a simple. Roll it. We'll figure it out.
18.
Wow. Okay. 18. That means it's intimidating. Task difficulty 6. You're going to raise it two steps because you burnt your effort and your skill. So it'll be a heroic. We'll say your ability makes it for 28. If you had a major.
Major effect is 28 hours.
We'll say that for a day. For a day, it's like that.
Okay.
The major
effect is if he rolls a 20.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
But I'm just going to go ahead and give it to him just so there's a time limit on it. Just kind of hand wave it away.
Yeah.
Like that. If they happen to find their lost car, it's going to make it difficult for them to get in for the next day. Give you guys a chance to do whatever you want to do.
The door and I had a talk. He said he'll stay shut for a day. We're good.
Good.
So, what do y'all do now?
Let's head back to town. Find the mayor. Find out about body counts, missing people.
XP for finding and playing with the crab ship.
All right.
I would call that a discovery.
Yeah. And we're doing our best to hang on to it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you manage to hang on to it, there will be more XP in there.
All right. Okay, let's head back to town.
Okay. You head back to town. In what way do you approach the town?
Let's not head straight to town so that our tracks don't lead straight back to where we left the car. Let's head... towards land and then try to use the land to cover our tracks.
Why don't we head straight back? Because if they know that we went out there and when they know we come back, they're going to think their vehicle's in the same spot.
Go via the place it was.
Right.
Well, but we're going to leave tracks in the salt from where we parked it to where it was. Right?
Not really.
Do we leave tracks?
The master of gravity is going to hover. Okay. You could be tracked out here. I mean, what the difficulty is, I would have to figure it out. But, I mean, you could be tracked out here.
It is a hard surface.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, I wouldn't say it would be an easy task.
Yeah, it's not like following footsteps in mud. It's more like following footsteps on, you know, hard-packed dirt. It can be done. It's just not as easy.
Okay. So you want to head back to the hole in case they're headed that way?
Head straight back to the hole and then straight into town like we came in.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. You go back that way. Everyone give me what amounts to a spot check when you get to the hole, the original hole.
I don't know what.
Yeah, it's a good question.
It's intelligence, right?
Yeah, just doing it it's a roll if you want to burn intelligence if you as effort to make it easier. Go ahead. Task in this light would normally be task difficulty would normally be a 4 because it's nighttime. I'm going to increase it one step to a 5, so it's challenging. Your target number is 15.
And we can burn from our pool to drop to drop it a step?
Yes, and if you think you have a skill that's applicable, let me know. I'll tell you right now, magic and Numenera and electricity, not going to help you.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Okay.
I'm just rolling.
Okay, you're not going to burn anything over there?
No.
How far down are you?
Well, I've still got a few more to go. But
how about assessing danger, lies, quality, importance, power?
No, that won't help you either. Assessing importance.
Trickery. Lies or trickery?
Hmm?
Lies or trickery?
No, but importance, reduce it one step for you.
Okay.
How long will it take us? How long do we think it'll take us to get back to town?
Oh, you're almost there. It's
100 yards.
Yeah. 100 yards. Yeah, I think it's like about 300 yards, I think it is. So it's not that far.
I'm going to burn an intelligence.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to make an effort also.
So.
Sure, why not?
Joe, you've gone down two steps now. Your target, the task difficulty.
That's what I'm talking about.
Was five. A five.
Now it's for him, it's a three.
Right.
Right.
So you need a nine. Your target number's a nine. Everyone else.
I did an effort, so mine's a four, so I need a
12.
12.
I failed.
What he said.
Doug, 12 also?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going for the 15.
Straight up? Yeah. What'd you get?
11.
Damn it. I failed.
I wonder what end of those.
I'm telling you, the hole's over here, guys. Not over there. I don't know.
Okay, you go by the hole, you see the hole. While you guys are kind of looking around going, damn, that's a big hole. You hear screaming and crying back from the town.
The hole's here, guys. I'm telling you, we need to go this direction towards town.
Well, you can see the town.
Oh, sorry. That
we
direction.
We can hear the town.
And here, yeah. The screaming, it sounds like it's hysterical screaming.
Let's
not
hightail
like
it back to town.
Yes.
I scrawl in the salt with my quarterstaff.
Uh-huh.
Ha ha, got your ship.
Is there anything in here about giving XP because it's just a fun
no.
thing?
No.
You're the GM.
No. I'm quick-witted. I'm supposed to be silly.
Oh, okay. So you're just playing your character.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Off to the town we go.
Okay. You get back to town. You've been there for a little bit because you've been wooing Jinx.
Yeah.
It looks like most of the town is here. Most of the outliers seem to have come in because they heard the ruckus and the call has gone out by the mayor for everyone to come in so they can take a census.
Okay.
You see Jinx crying.
Oh no. I run to her.
Okay.
what is it?
Hold on a second. Bill, don't you have a kind of rapport with Jinx after last game?
Sure, whatever.
Okay. Mm.
What Come is on, it? Bill. Hit on Roy. Do it. Hit on Roy.
What's the matter? What happened?
Well, that just threw a whole monkey wrench into it, didn't it, Bill? Okay. Okay. Jinx is over there crying. She's, they got her.
They got who?
Annabelle.
Oh no. Who?
We don't know.
Who's Annabelle?
It's her little sister.
Yeah, Doug doesn't know that. I mean, Grom doesn't know that.
Oh
Doug.
Yeah. That's her little sister, Grom.
Did you check the outbuilding?
We sent someone over there because we knew the kids had been playing there recently. So yes, they've checked it. No, there's nobody there.
How long has Annabelle been missing?
When the mayor told everyone to show up, I couldn't find her. I went to her bedroom. It looked like she had gotten up and left. She wasn't even sleeping.
How long has it been since you've seen her?
Maybe a couple of hours. I thought she went to bed. In game terms, around the time that the attack had happened. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit before that.
Has Annabelle ever snuck?
Hold on a second. Around the time, Bill, around the time Olean was going out the first time,
mm-hmm.
About that time is when the last time she remembers her seeing her little sister in the house. So it's been that long. And okay. At this point, I'm thinking maybe a couple hours.
Well, let's go look for
her. Yes.
Has she ever snuck off before?
No. She's never been missing.
Any other kids missing?
Two others are missing.
I'd describe her friends.
Attaboy Bill. One of them that you saw, before, the one that almost, I think one of them almost knocked you over.
The one that led me
to the,
unwittingly led
you to the outbuilding. Yes. That's one of them. Another one's a little boy.
Okay.
So where's this outbuilding they play at?
This way. I'm head to the outbuilding.
Olean just turns around and walks off.
I pop an eagle eye pill on the way.
Okay. Okay. What are you going to do, Ian?
Follow Bill.
Obis?
I'll follow.
Okay. Everybody follows Olean. The D is silent.
You don't have to keep saying that.
But it's on the placard in front of your microphone, so it just... True. Doug just now noticed it.
Sticky there.
Okay. You get up to the outbuilding.
Eagle Eye lets me see 10 times farther than normal for 1 hour.
Okay. You see a few other search parties. You heard in town there are some other search parties out and about looking around. You see a few others with, with their torches looking around.
I'll point them out to everyone else. Mm-hmm. Search party over there.
And you hear, people calling out, you know, Annabelle, Krista, Tori.
Oh no, you named them all. We're in trouble.
Yeah.
We are going uphill, right?
Yes. Yes. You see some, you hear some that you can't see. You see some that, you know, you can't tell if they're hollering or not, but it seems like there's the town has turned out to try and find the kids.
So is the grate in place or not when we get there?
It isn't.
It is not?
It is not. The board that the kids have been coming in and out of, it is not in place.
Is the Thule inside?
No.
And is there a clear, distinct track that the creature makes in the...
There are
around us.
There are actually several tracks around there. Some look like hooves. Some look like little peoples.
Let's follow them. And
they go that away.
Is there the little ones? Is there the creature's footprints?
You don't see any difference.
So these tracks.
And he's not inside. And he's not under there.
No, she's not.
I'm sorry.
She's not.
That's right. You did see it.
These tracks head away from town?
Yeah.
Up, downhill, straight.
Around hill.
Around the hill.
Yeah, around the hill. They don't go up any farther. They're kind of making a circuit around.
Okay.
At least that's the direction you see.
Let's head up over the hill and see if we can cut them off.
Okay. Bill.
Yes?
You hear something.
That's not good.
You hear this tiny little voice say,
"That's not where they're going."
I turn.
There's nobody there.
No, I'm turned directions.
Oh.
They're on the other side of the island.
We need to go to the other side of the island.
How do you know this?
He knew where the house was. Let's give him benefit of the doubt.
He knew where the house was. He knew where the shelter was?
That's right.
Okay.
I follow the voice.
The voice in your head keeps going, starts saying,
"There's a small cave. It's on the other side of the island. It was blocked, but it's not anymore."
All you guys know is Olean seems to have a thought.
We're looking for a cave.
So where's the cave?
On the other side of the island.
Thought you knew where you're going.
Well, I've never been there. You see, it used to be blocked, but it's not now.
Okay, let's head that way.
What? We're just going to follow this crazy old coot?
Well... You have another idea?
I'm not that old.
The crazy young coot?
I'm not old.
I'm 37. Okay, I'm reluctant about just following a whim when
there's... Which direction do you think we should go?
The direction I'm going.
Lead the way.
I don't have to have been there to know where I'm going.
He's got a point.
Oh, boy. All right.
You're following that fish, aren't you? Is the fish the one talking to you? Seriously, dude.
No, the fish has never spoken to me. I hold out hope, though.
The fish probably will talk one of these days. I swear to God, I want that fish to talk.
The fish is on the sphere going, tap, tap, tap.
Turn the mic on.
It's got a little fin that goes. Okay. You get around to where there's a jumble of stones. Okay. And Bill, you hear?
It's not easy to find, but you need to look for it over there in the stones.
Over the stones, we'll find it.
Okay.
Head of the stone.
Let's go look in the stones.
It's the way the stones are set up, it's almost an optical illusion. And until you go around one corner.
Those are so cool.
I know. Until you go around a corner, it doesn't look like there's an entrance there. But you go around this corner, and suddenly there it is. It is a cave.
How often can you use oddities?
It depends on the oddity.
Generally, they don't do much.
Yeah, generally they don't do much. Bill's got an unusual one that glows gives the light of a candle.
What's your oddity?
Mine is the small, smooth sphere, gray, creates a 5x7 image. It's random. It's got different lights.
Hmm. Yeah.
As we start to go in, I'll set it up in the rocks so that if somebody's coming out, they'll see the image.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit of the image glow.
Okay.
As if something's still waiting for him outside.
Sure. So are you going to – you just want him to be able to see the glow, right? Is that what you're saying?
Right. So okay. They'll think twice before leaving.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. No problem.
They'll slow down before running into the ambush they suddenly think is there.
Right. Yeah. And the way you sit it in there, it's not hard. It almost looks like a candle flickering, a torch flickering, the way you set it up. Okay. Good thought. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Enter the cave. Everyone still has their torches?
Yes.
I assume, because it's still dark. Okay. You enter the cave. It goes straight down, almost straight down. Vaguely slanted. Carved steps.
Hmm.
Okay. Doesn't seem to deviate. Doesn't go right and left. It seems to go straight down. Disappeared. Well, Doug, you still have your thing up, right? You can see that for how long?
An hour.
Yeah, you still got that for a little bit. As far as you can see, it's dark all the way down.
Okay.
Okay.
It's dark all the way down as far as I can see.
Same for me.
I'll go first. I'll light up a torch and go.
Okay. You walk down the steps. You clank, 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 clank. And Bill?
Mm-hmm.
Be careful. They're not too far in front of you.
They should be shortly in front of us.
I'll look for the torch lights.
You don't see any torch lights.
They must be carrying the kids.
Are they still moving? Or are they stationary?
That I don't know.
Be careful, they're going to attack you.
Draw bow.
Roll for initiative.
We're on the steps currently?
You're on the steps.
How wide are these steps? Like, are we going to have trouble getting around each other? Or?
No. As far as movement goes, no, you won't have trouble zipping past each other.
7. Hits.
Wow.
7.
9, 8, 7, 5.
5. Well, at least we'll be able to coordinate our attacks.
They go.
Shock.
You're kidding.
No. What makes you think I'd be kidding?
Well, they are goat men.
I didn't say they were goat men.
Well, the other ones were.
The other ones were? So I didn't say they were goat men.
Make a kidding joke.
Oh.
That's bad.
You've been a bad
Give me one of those XP's back. Give me one of those XP's back.
I swallowed it.
arrows come out at each one of you. Everyone make a defense roll.
What's the range?
Hmm?
What's
short.
The range?
And I will say this, Doug, you don't see them.
Ooh. Okay.
Not that they're invisible. It's just the light doesn't go that far. From your torches.
But we don't know what we're rolling. We don't know the number yet.
No, not yet.
Okay, yeah, I've got skill with defense, speed, so that drops it down.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
One tier, or is it just the plus one?
It drops it down one whole number.
One level, yeah. I know what it is. Joe, roll.
Oh, wait, are we surprised but on guard? Because that's one step for the attacker.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Bill's not surprised because he was warned by the voice in his head.
It's page 95. Well, but that's on guard. There's a difference between surprise unaware
yeah.
and surprise on guard.
Okay. Surprise on guard gives them one step?
Uh-huh. Surprise unaware gives them two steps.
Okay.
I rolled a 9. I don't know what that means.
That means that they hit you.
Okay.
5 points minus your armor, whatever your armor is.
To my might.
Yep.
Yes. Jason.
That'll be a 9.
5 points. Bill?
16.
The arrow just whizzes right by your neck. Barely misses you.
Yikes.
Barely misses you.
Is this an arrow or a bolt?
Two.
Arrow. Hmm?
2.
Okay. 5 points.
Oh, 4 points.
Yeah. 5 points minus whatever your armor is. Mm-hmm. And those arrows came just beyond your torchlight.
Anyone who not going to be that effective with range should throw their torch. Then the rest of us can shoot at what's revealed from the thrown torch.
Yeah. I like that. That's a nice plan. Yeah.
I'll throw my torch.
I like Bill sitting there thinking, does he want me to throw the torch or should we not throw the torch?
I'm confused. Oh, no, I wasn't thinking about it at all.
He's messing with you.
I'll throw my
next?
My turn.
I'm too tired to think that right
okay.
now.
Okay.
Normally I would.
Well, Bill, you're up next.
Well, the book said we can definitely do it in the order that we rolled, but the book says that it really only matters if we go before or after the NPCs.
Sure. If y'all want to be fluid with that, if you want to, just to keep things a little simple, if you don't want to go before anybody else, just say you delay and we'll do it that way.
Sure.
We'll make it easy on it. So you're going
to
delay?
I would like someone to throw a torch before I fire.
You could say
that.
Tell him.
Yeah.
Tell him.
Throw your torch.
Ian wings his torch in the direction the arrow came that just hit him.
Are there places around here to get cover?
No.
Stairwell. Yeah.
So we're in a tube. There's no
you're way. In a tube.
So are they.
So are they. I believe there should be something on there about higher ground.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have higher ground, actually. And once Ian throws his torch down there, you can see him. Doug, they are very clear to you. Because your eyesight is just phenomenal right now. Everybody else can see him easy enough to. Okay. So, Joe went. Bill, did you want to go yet, or?
Well, what do we have?
Short range?
Hmm?
Short range?
Short range. What are they?
Yeah.
They look like anthropomorphic frog creatures.
Are they carrying the children, or are they just
no, there? They're not carrying the children.
They're just carrying bows.
Yes.
Well, then I'll shoot one.
Okay. Roll.
Are they wearing armor?
No, they're actually not. They, strangely enough, they're wearing kilts.
Kind of weird.
Some unknown material.
Synth.
Hmm?
Synth.
Yeah.
Frogs in plastic kilts. Awesome.
Sounds delicious.
I am spending effort.
Okay.
To increase my likelihood of hitting.
Okay. Drops it one step, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
14.
You see your arrow just by the narrowest of margins miss.
Higher ground. It's two steps.
Oh, you hit higher ground.
Thank you. You're welcome. See? Chart.
Yes.
I made one.
How much damage?
Bow, 4.
And their armor is, well, not armor. I think they don't have armor, but they do have a modifier. Okay. And Doug or Jason?
The one he hit, I'll throw a spear.
Okay. Throw your spear.
5.
Your spear clanks off the wall as it's thrown poorly.
Now, do you still have a move in this?
But we were kind of doing a little fast and loose last time. You have a move if you were in immediate. You can do a move to close from short to immediate.
Okay.
You can hit anything in immediate as part of the action. It's a move to get from range to range to range.
Right.
Okay. That'll work.
But you can move one and still attack, right?
Yeah, I think you can.
You can't move.
You can move an intermediate distance and then attack anything that is within an intermediate distance.
Immediate, not intermediate. Immediate, yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
My tang gets tangled sometimes.
And you can move other range increments into that, but that's a move action.
Got it.
In Cypher, apparently you could do one action. And moving when you're in immediate range is not an action. You can do it freely.
Number?
99. As a part of another action, a character can adjust his position, stepping back a few feet while performing an esoteric, sliding over in combat to take on a different opponent to help his friend, pushing through a door. This is called an immediate distance, and a character can move this far as a part of another action. If he's not in melee but still nearby, he is considered to be a short distance away. If he's farther away than that but still involved in combat, he is considered to be a long distance away, usually 50 to 100 feet. Beyond that distance, only special circumstances, actions, or abilities allow a character to be involved in an encounter. In a round, as an action, a character can make a short move. In this case, he is doing nothing but moving up to about 50 feet. So if you're going from short to immediate, that's a move. And that's
okay,
all you do.
I'm with you.
No roll is needed. He just gets where he's going on his action. A character can try to make a long move up to 100 feet away or so in one round. This is a speed task with a difficulty of 4. I was giving that to you guys last time, but the difficulty was much simpler than, much easier than that, so. Take the gift.
Mm. It's passed.
Okay, that's easy.
Okay.
So we can basically close the distance.
And then next round, right.
Or we can do.
Or if you've got
small maneuvers within the same area that we're already at,
right,
and still act.
Right.
How many frogs do we see?
4. One for each of you.
And one of them was hurt with an arrow?
Yep. Yes, one got hit with an arrow.
I will onslaught the one that's hurt.
Okay.
Mental blast. Or I'll do a physical damage.
Okay.
20.
Oh, did you roll a natural 20?
Natural 20.
Okay. So you're going to extra damage then?
Sure, I'll take the extra damage. So 8.
8. Okay.
Did I drop them?
Nope. Ooh. Yeah. These guys are much tougher. On the plus side, there's fewer of them.
Mm-hmm. I whiffed bad.
Yeah. Okay, so they go. More arrows. Everybody make defense rolls as arrows come whizzing at you. Joe, you're right next to me, so you go.
15.
Misses you by the narrowest of margins.
Even using skill with defensive speed.
Okay.
12.
Misses you also by the narrowest of margins.
We still have higher ground. We're still counting that, right?
Higher ground's on the
only
attack,
attack
on the
not on defense.
Oh, okay.
10.
5 points minus your armor.
That drops my might to 0.
Ooh. Now we're on the track, aren't we?
It's only a flesh wound.
It makes me impaired.
Damage track, page 93. Yeah. Impaired is a wounded or injured state. When an impaired character applies effort, it costs 1 extra point per level applied.
Okay.
Okay. And you don't get minor and major effects.
Right.
GM?
Yeah.
I think higher ground need you to take a look at it.
Okay, what page?
95. The way it's worded to me reads that higher ground gets the modifier both on attack and defense.
In either ranged or melee combat, an opponent on higher ground gets the advantage, modified by 1 step in his favor.
Elsewhere it says...
Gets the advantage.
If it says attack, it means the attacker gets it. But of course, it's your ruling.
No, I mean, I agree with the way it reads.
I'm fine with the way you want to rule it, but, you know.
Doug, what was your roll again?
Here's 10.
10? No, that still misses even with the one step. Okay. Bill? I don't think it's made a difference yet. I mean, everything's been.
No. Okay. I rolled
first
a 4.
Fail was a okay. big fail.
All right.
I rolled a 4.
Oh, so you're damaged, too. Yeah. 5.
Yeah.
Take it.
I already did it.
Jeez, you want me to just leave?
No. How would we get any complications that way?
Oh, okay. You guys turn. Bill, you want to go? Unless someone has something they really, really want to do.
Well, for my action, I'm going to move in, but I'm going to pull my pole on.
Okay.
I'll shoot the same one.
Okay. Nope. You got experience there, Bill.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, Jason's gone, Bill's gone.
I'll go.
Okay, Joe.
I will close the distance to melee range.
Okay.
And draw my quarterstaff.
Okay, as you move. Doug. The stairs.
I will blast the one that we blasted last time.
Okay.
6.
Okay. Does that cost you anything?
No.
Okay.
But it does, but my edge is... in intellect, so it doesn't cost me anything.
Okay.
Does the high and low apply?
Not yet. It
no
will.
No one else has attacked it in melee.
This is ranged and melee.
Yeah, if you hit the same target, the same foe with both a ranged attack and a melee attack, and they both succeed, then the foe's next action is -1
okay.
step. So, I'm ranged, you're ranged.
So it wouldn't apply.
Yeah, we haven't hit it yet.
Okay.
Okay.
And I think once again, it's a GM call, but it reads to me like it needs to be called. Like, we're going to go high low, right? But
you can do that.
Me.
Okay. So that's everybody, right?
I think because it says they both have to succeed.
Yeah.
I don't really think it matters if you call it or not.
Yeah. I'll give it to you guys. I mean, these guys are running.
It hasn't happened.
It hasn't happened yet, but now, well, these guys are there now.
Right.
I mean, this next round, they'll be there and. They'll try and do that. Doug, they get +1 when they're immediate range to when they're shooting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Point blank range is what it's called.
Is it one step? Okay.
Page
26. Okay. So you guys are much easier to hit now. So your roll to avoid damage. Sorry. Joe and Jason, your roll to avoid damage is much more difficult by one step.
Now, are they still considered higher ground?
I think technically they are. So it washes. Yeah. That's going to wash.
Which is good.
It's good. So you two go ahead and make your roll. Target number is a 15 for Joe. It's a 12 for Jason because he's got that thingy. Right?
Skill with defense.
Right.
Okay. Joe's speed.
Now, what can I do with my effort?
You can lower it a step.
Yep. You can spend speed to lower it a step.
Okay. I'll spend 1 point of speed.
It takes 3 points of pool to get
effort.
Then you can subtract your edge.
Your edge is in intellect, though, isn't it?
No, my edge is in might.
Oh, okay.
And I'm dodging arrows, right?
Yeah.
So this is a speed test?
Yeah, I would say this is speed.
I'm going to leave it alone for now. But what about the effort? Does the effort go away or that I can always use the effort?
You can use the effort on any action.
Okay.
Effort is a term to describe how much what you're doing. Okay. So when you do an effort, you give up 3 of something in one of your pools. And in this case, it would be a speed pool
I have 1 free. We all have 1 effort.
We have no.
It's not free. That's the maximum.
That's the maximum.
Spend.
Yeah.
Oh,
you can at most burn 3 points to get 1 point of effort.
As you get higher tiers, you can increase that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll burn 3 speeds.
Okay. To reduce it to a 12.
Yep.
From a 15 target number to a 12?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, there you go. He misses you.
14.
Jason.
9.
Okay, you get hit. 5 points minus your armor. Bill?
Oh, yeah. They're shooting at me. Yep, aren't they?
Yep.
One, but they missed me. Right?
Yeah, they missed you.
Yeah, they missed you.
Seven.
They hit you because even though it's a higher ground, it's still target number still 12. So hit you five minus your armor. Doug? It's a more difficult fight.
Ugh. I get hit.
Am I going to kill Doug?
No, you got a ways to go before you kill me.
Okay.
So what, are you going through speed now?
Speed now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then intellect, yeah. Okay, so you guys, anybody want to do anything right away?
I'll go ahead and attack the one.
Okay.
So since I've got higher ground, it's a step for me.
Yep.
Attacking the one that's already wounded?
Might as well keep going on one of those.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
13.
With the step, you hit it.
Four.
Kills it.
Yay!
Yeah, one's been dropped. The other two have, the other three haven't been hit.
Okay, I'll go.
Okay.
I'm gonna, spend the edge point, which is just, that one's free, right?
No. You're spending a pool.
For example, if you're using your might and have the bash, which costs you 1 point of might, your edge knocks that out.
Right, that's what I'm doing.
Okay, so it's if it costs you 1 point to do your bash, and your edge is in might, you get it for free.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get a 15 with higher ground.
No, you're on higher ground. 12. And you try to get a 12.
Natural.
Natural 20?
Natural 20.
Okay, now, you have some choices here since this one's not wounded.
Uh-huh.
You can do 4 more points of damage, or you can knock him down, disarm him, stun him, or impair him. And if you impair him, you describe how he's impaired, and it's minus 1 step to all his actions for the fight, which is probably what you want to do here.
I don't know, because I'm already dealing 5 points. If I had 4, I could smash him.
Well, remember,
we went through, not counting armor modification, which we don't know what that is. We'd had to do 16 points to the first one.
But the advantage with you doing 9 is the armor. Well, it's still going to be about the same.
They're not wearing armor.
They aren't wearing armor. They have a modification.
They have a
hide base.
Toughness base of some sort. Okay. Yeah.
Tough skin.
Well, you can just do more damage. These are options.
Even with a 9, it's probably going to take us 2 more hits to drop him.
Here's what you want to think. You're already doing 5 points. You disarm him. That gives Doug or one of us a chance for our next round because they're doing 5 points a shot.
Yeah.
Or you. Because
there'll only be 2 of us that will be attacked, which cuts down
and
somebody getting hurt.
And I'm not attacking this turn.
Okay. I'll impair the one that I hit.
You can impair?
Or disarm.
How, or
wait,
disarm.
Wait.
Impair gives him minus one step ongoing.
Right.
To his actions, if that's what you want to do. Disarm. So you hit him and he's like woozy or whatever.
What's disarm do?
He drops his weapon.
Yeah. And he has to take a move to get his weapon. So you take him out for a round is what
you do. One round, whereas if you crack him on the skull and
impair him, then he's minus one for good.
Yeah. Ongoing.
Okay. I swing with bash with my quarterstaff so hard that I hit him right in the temple and his eyeball pops out. That's disgusting.
Okay, so he can't see as well.
Right.
Okay.
He is visually impaired.
Frog eyes.
I think Bill just getting Bill a little ill. I think.
No, I just realized that. Never mind.
You okay there, Bill?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm going to be impaired with the next hit. I was going to heal, but I already healed last session, and I forgot about that.
Yeah, I think we all did.
Yeah.
I think we all took the immediate.
I didn't.
No, you didn't.
He's the only one that didn't.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'll probably need one of those later, though.
Yep. Okay.
Oh, I took my 1 and my 10-minute.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Okay, so that was Joe. Bill, Jason, Doug?
I'll blast the one that Joe hit.
Did you go?
I thought I attacked him first.
You did.
Okay. So, Doug? Bill.
Yeah. I'll attack the one that
Ian.
Ian hit.
Uh-huh.
For the high and low on him.
Sure.
Ugh. Five.
Miss.
Bill. I'm going to shoot the one that Ian's on.
Okay. Whose eyeball is bulging out of his eye socket.
Yeah.
Shoot for the eye.
Shoot for the other eye.
Aim for the eye. Aim for the eye.
I'm going to use my archer ability. I'm going to burn 3 int intelligence instead of speed to give +3 to my damage.
Okay.
Nice.
And you're on higher ground, so your target number is a 12?
Well, it's a 9 because the guy's distracted as well. Right?
Oh, yes. Yes, you're right. He's impaired, so everything's a 1 step down. You're right. Impaired. Sorry. 9.
Oh. There it is.
Ow, my eye.
Dice are being thrown for the listening audience.
Man. It's not the farthest a die has been thrown in this room, by the way.
You bounced it off the floor and hit the ceiling, though. That's
and into
good.
The trash, though. Right?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, but the first time it happened, Hobie Wong had stood up, leaned over, and threw a dice down the length of my my basement down here.
Well, I wasn't trying to cause damage. I was just trying to shame.
Well, it wigged this all out, man. It's like, what up, Hobie?
I'm done role-playing. He's psycho. Yeah.
You win.
Okay. Everybody make your... Well, okay, there's only three of them.
D4?
Yeah, D4.
Lucky person is?
Except for the one that's visually impaired.
Right.
Well, he can still attack. He's just harder. He's
minus.
Sucks at him.
Yeah,
he's on you, so he's going to attack you. So.
Hammer?
I got a hammer.
Well, then,
hammer?
Then you only need a D6.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1.
So he's not attacked?
He's...
Because there's only three of them.
Yeah, there's only three of them. Well, the one's on him.
So who gets the blind eye?
It's got to be one of these two because it's a long range thing. So 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll reroll. Sorry, Doug. One again. So Doug, you're lucky.
Yay.
Okay. Bill, go ahead and make your defense roll.
It didn't learn. I need that hammer.
Oh, no.
Got a whole bunch of one of these cups over here. You know, right down there. Mug. Full of 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Can shame it that way. 5 points, minus your armor.
Yep, I'm impaired.
Okay.
What does that mean?
You can't spend effort.
Yeah. You can't, no, you can. It costs one.
It costs more, right.
You don't get major and minor.
Right.
What about 17, 18?
You still get those.
Okay.
The way I read it, you still get those +1, +2, but you don't get the major and minor effects.
This is getting ugly.
An impaired character ignores minor and major effect results on his rolls, and he doesn't deal as much extra damage in combat with a special roll. In combat, a roll 17 or higher deals only one additional point of damage now.
Okay.
Okay. So you get one extra point, but that's it. Okay.
I say that like I'm going to roll that.
Joe, go ahead and make your defense roll as it tries to attack you.
Okay, what am I shooting for here?
It's impaired, so a 12, unless you want to spend something.
No, I'll go with it.
Playing the odds.
Yeah, it's may as well. Ugh.
5 points, minus your armor.
Hand me the hammer.
It's in the other room. I can bring
five
it over.
On my might, because I'm within melee range?
It's always on your might. Whenever damage comes in, it should be taken off of your might. Might, then speed, then intellect.
Unless he says specifically it's off of a different pool.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's -5, minus my armor?
Yes. Jason?
Defense with speed, so 12?
Yep.
Nope, I'll take 5.
Okay. Oof.
Glad you made it tougher this time, Roy.
Your guys, your turn to go. You just need to roll better, man. Who wants to go first?
Well,
let's
let the melee guys go first.
Okay, Jason, go.
I'll leave the one that's impaired right this second and attack another one.
Okay.
18.
Hits, and you get 2 extra points of damage.
I'll do the 6 points.
Hmm?
I'll do the 6.
6 points?
Okay.
Okay. Joe?
I'll hit the one that is impaired in front of me.
Okay. So your target's a 12 unless you want to do anything else.
Nope. I'm going to go with a 12.
Everybody spins so early, and then all of a sudden you're dropping points.
Mm-hmm. Seven.
Okay, you miss. Doug?
You hit one?
Yep.
I'll blast the one that...
Jason, that Obis hit? Mm-hmm. Okay.
For the up and down?
Yeah.
For the high and low?
High low, up and down.
Here. Nope, die's gone.
It's out of gas.
It's out of gas.
Bill? Do you need a D20?
Do I have to? I'll shoot Obuses.
Okay.
Trying to cap off that high low.
Okay.
It's a bad day in Whoville.
Wow.
Okay. Joe, the paired one, tries to make an attack on you. Make your defense roll.
I'm looking for a 12.
12 or better?
I'll spend 3 speed.
Sure.
And that drops it to?
9.
Okay. Contend. Well spent.
Use speed on the attack?
Huh?
Can he use speed on the attack?
It's not on the attack. He's defending.
Oh, defend. Never mind. I'm behind.
Whisk out of the way of that arrow.
Jason. 12 or better.
Woohoo, I'll take another 5.
Minus your armor. Doug.
I'm getting shot?
Yes. Oh, wait, no, sorry. Well,
it should be me.
Back and forth?
Back and forth.
Why would they go back and forth?
I don't know.
We're focusing.
That's true.
Yeah, but I just took 5.
Bill, make your defense roll. I'm going to let fate decide.
10.
Ouch.
Look, I'm not trying to be cowardly, but if you guys are ready to retreat, I am.
What? What? There ain't no running. I still got might.
I don't know what you got. I got a bit left.
Okay. Make your attack.
Or you could all run back here.
We're having good luck down here. I'll swing at the impaired one.
Click, okay.
Click, click, boom. You could run back here.
12?
12.
Okay, I'm bashing.
Okay.
Is this counting as step down from being impaired?
Hmm? Your 12. Bash gives you...
No, I'm talking about his 12.
Oh, yeah, that's a step down. Yeah, so you got to get 12 or better.
Well, you got 3 experience.
Yeah, man.
Those are mine.
Can't spend them if you're dead.
I'll talk.
Even Doug spent it one at this point.
I know. It's desperate.
Wow. This is only 3 rounds and y'all haven't done any damage yet. Wow.
Yeah, but in the 3 rounds we've taken over 30 points.
Doug, I know. That's what I'm saying.
You also put 4 fives against us.
No, actually they're not. They happen to be a little bit better than the other ones, but they're not actually that level.
Okay, I'll blast one.
They got other stuff that makes them weaker in other categories.
I'll blast the one that...
But not in combat.
Not in combat.
I'll blast the one that Obis hit last time.
Okay.
The hurt one.
Yep.
I rolled a 5, then a 4, and now a 3. 2 more rounds, I'm rolling a 20.
3 more rounds.
Yeah.
Bill? Bill made a good point. Do y'all remember you got
Fair
ciphers?
Warning. Next round, I'm shooting a nuke in their direction.
Mm-hmm.
Fair warning, we don't know where the kids are.
We don't see the kids.
It's an intermediate range explosion.
They're not there.
You are. I'm not. I got 2 more hits before I'm out.
Are you going to try to attack this round?
Yeah.
And he says, and you hear Olean say, next time I'm going to go boom on them.
Well, I say it more politely, esoterically than that.
Oh, I think you're going to go boom next time.
13 to hit.
On the impaired one?
Yes.
Okay. Impaired one, it'd be a 9 to hit because impaired and higher ground. It's impaired one step and higher ground, second step.
But he was rolling 12s.
On defense.
Yeah. He's right next to it.
Impaired and higher ground. You said they had higher ground.
Right, but they've got point blank on the two of us, right. So it gives them
point
a bonus
blank.
Of step.
Okay,
right,
okay, right. Okay. I forgot about that one.
So, you hit it.
All right. 4 damage.
Okay. Joe, make your defense roll.
14.
Okay. Misses you.
I definitely need more caffeine today.
Here, drink this.
4.
4? Wow. Isn't it like your 4th 4 in a row?
Probably our 12th 4 for the table.
Wow. Okay. At this point, I don't even have to tell you how much damage. Doug? Oh, hold on. Die of fate. Bill, you're
of
the
course.
Lucky one this time.
Oh, no. What?
You're the lucky one this time.
Oh, so I
look like I've already died. That's what it is.
1! Next time I get a 20. That's GM intrusion.
Yeah. We're gonna say you fall prone.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm happy with that.
Knocks you on your butt.
On your butt. Okay. The guy's in melee. Joe?
I'll swing at the one in front of me.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Gonna remind you what was said last round.
About running.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get hit this round. You want to go another round? I'm good with that.
I think I can drop this one.
Okay.
I think I got him.
I'm saying is my last desperate act is going to be shoot
Cypher
at them.
I don't think we're there yet.
No, I didn't get attacked this round, so I'm still good.
So it's 12.
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't matter because you got 16?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
5 points of damage.
Okay. Still up.
Come on, Roy.
Still up.
I think we wiped the goat dudes out a little too easily. Roy is overcompensating. We got people bleeding.
I'll go ahead and attack the one I'm on.
Okay.
12.
Hits?
4.
Okay. Doug?
I'll shoot the one that Obis just shot.
Okay.
Hit. Hey! 14.
Hits? How much damage?
4 points. And he's minus 1 step on his next action.
Oh, you did? Oh, high low. Is the one, it's Obis on him? Obis is on, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Said 4 points?
4 points.
No need to blow things up yet.
No. So I only have to roll a 9 to get Ian's.
Yes.
Because he's impaired and...
Impaired and you have higher ground.
And a 9 with us.
Right, but Ian's only has a couple of points left.
They're about the same.
Okay, I haven't been paying attention to yours. I've been focusing on his.
哦,man.
Bill's
anyway.
Guys,
no luck. God. Okay. We're back to you, Joe.
God.
Defense roll. 9 or better.
19.
Okay. He misses it.
9 or better.
9 or better. Now,
11.
11. Now, that counts for the minus 1 step, the high-low?
It just says next action is minus 1 step. So,
okay,
yeah.
So that counts for it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Misses you. Let's see. Die of fate. Bill escapes again.
Okay, so I am still prone.
Yeah.
Which gives the defender plus 1 on range attacks.
Okay.
So, 9, higher ground, prone.
You're attacking.
Gives the defender plus 1. I'm being attacked.
I know, but right now, this is your attack. And, I'm sorry, no, you're right, sorry. Maybe I needed the caffeine, Bill. right, so.
Okay. 18.
Okay, you're fine.
All right.
Joe.
bashing
guys,
yet
guys
again.
Wrapped around now. See, we're starting with the high numbers again.
I see.
I'm bashing the one in front of me.
Okay.
Still looking for a 9?
Still looking for a 9.
14.
Okay.
5 points of damage.
Killed him.
Yay. So there's 2 left.
One hadn't been hit.
Your turn, Doug.
Come on, Doug.
Okay, I'll shoot the one Obis is fighting.
Okay. 12.
12. 15.
Hits.
4 points.
Oh. Almost. Tough hide saved him one more time.
I'll shoot Obis's.
Okay.
you high-load him last time, right?
Well, he missed the melee. So I shot him range, but yeah. He hasn't been hit melee this round.
Right. Well, I mean...
Last round I did.
Last round.
Mm-hmm.
So that applies to this attack, right?
No. No, it was his next action, and his next action was a defense.
Okay, I'm with you. Never mind.
Okay. So he's already taken it. So you have a 12 to hit the one that's on Obis.
18.
Hits. Plus 1 damage.
Plus one damage because I'm impaired.
Impaired, right. So you
so
got...
5.
So 5? So basically that just cancels out his armor is what it's doing. And kills him.
Yay!
One has not been hit.
And then there was one. But I think if you guys team up, we get the old 1, 2, 3.
Yep.
Okay. It's his turn?
Yeah.
Okay. He pulls out small metal cube.
Uh-oh.
And presses the button on it. Everybody make a speed test and give me a 12 or better on the speed test.
So the range on this thing is short?
Oh, wait a minute. Let me see.
Because they're intermediate
no,
and we're short.
Just these two.
Yeah.
You guys are okay. You too.
19.
Okay.
6.
Terrible.
You are blinded.
Oh, no.
Great.
For 1 minute.
Okay.
That's his action.
Is he blind as well?
Hmm?
Is he blinded as well?
Doesn't seem to be.
Is that a
make
attack?
You can tell.
Is that a mental attack?
Huh? No, because it's a speed. It's a physical effect on you. It's a speed test to just shut your eyes real quick is what you're doing. As a flashbang, it's essentially like a flashbang grenade that went off.
Okay. What is blind? Is that an attack modifier or I just can't attack?
If you spend an XP, you can attack him at 4 steps.
At 4?
4 steps.
Or you can just back the hell away.
Or you can crawl in a random direction and hope you get lucky.
He knows where the steps, I'll give him backing
he's on
up.
The, yeah.
Cause he knows where the steps are.
I'll crouch down and rub my eyes.
Okay. Attack him, Jason.
18, so 5 points.
Is that with your plus 2?
18 and, no, I'm impaired.
Oh, you're impaired? Okay. So it's plus 1 and...
So it's 5.
Okay.
Get him.
I shoot him too.
Okay, shoot him.
I've rolled more 4s than
so have I. My God, guys, what is wrong with you people? Doug.
I think I want to use a cipher. So how do you use a cipher in combat? Do I have to roll to activate it or what?
I think you just use it.
You can just use it. You guys know what your ciphers are. At this point, you know them enough to just activate them.
Right, but...
It's an action to activate it.
What I have is a sleep inducer.
Okay.
So do I have to roll to overcome something on him or does the effect automatic? I don't know.
Roll a d6. Did I give you a page on that one too?
No.
It's 295.
Okay. Is it 1d6 plus anything?
Well, did you roll the d6 beforehand?
I don't know. Did
no,
I give you,
never
a level?
Gave me the level
okay.
For it.
Touch or ingestion puts the victim to sleep for 10 minutes.
So you gotta go, you gotta close with him okay. You gotta close with him? Okay.
So it's my plan. I'm gonna run up and spray this in his face.
Okay. Your action this round is to run up from short to immediate. And that's all you can do.
Okay.
And
that's the round.
He spins the round. Is there anything about, there's no attack of opportunity. I don't remember seeing anything in there.
I don't think so.
He is going to back up out of immediate into short. That's his action. Okay.
Okay. I'll walk forward a little bit. It's still long range.
Yeah. So you're going to go, are you?
No, I'm just wandering forward slightly.
Okay. So now you're at long range with him.
I was already at long range. I'm just getting.
But you're at short range with him.
Well, but okay. he yeah. backed up.
Yeah, he backed up.
I was at short range with him. He moved short range from them.
I see what you're saying. Yes, I got you.
I'm at long range. I'm going to wander up as much as I can casually, still within long range.
Right.
And now I'm going to shoot him.
Gotcha.
I rolled a 9.
That hits.
He doesn't have anything wrong with him.
No, that's right. He doesn't. It's a 12 right now, high ground.
To 12, but that's it.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, me too.
Doug?
So if I move up, I still can't use this thing.
Not yet.
Can I make a speed test to move up quickly and use this thing?
Yes, it is a 4, so your target number is a 12.
I'll go for it.
Watch him get a 20.
I hope so.
Not a 20?
Half of 20.
Okay, so. That XP is coming down.
Oh, 18.
Okay, you can get up there and hit him with it.
So I run up and spray him in the face.
Okay.
Take this, Mr. Frogman. Psst.
Touch or ingestion puts this victim to sleep for 10 minutes or until awoken by a violent action or an extremely loud noise.
Sure. He's asleep. You've killed 3 of them, and he's asleep.
Time up.
We'll stop there.
Time up. We have a hostage.
Everyone gets another XP for that combat.
Sweet.
Shame on you.
Shame on me. Why me?
Yeah. You give us XP for combat. Monty Cook would be mad at
you. Yeah, you guys.
I'm not complaining.
You guys.
Monty Cook would be mad at you.
Monty Cook can kiss my ass about this. I think you guys should get XP for working together and you know, moving quickly with the combat. I thought y'all did pretty good. I mean, it was a tough combat.
We learned something valuable.
Yes.
Yes, frog people are tough on the stairs.
I'm spending 4 XP.
Okay.
Nice.
And I am going to go with the 4 new points to add to my stat pools.
Okay.
Good one.
No.
What?
If I was him, I'd be doing the extra edge.
we get one of each before we go up a tier.
You got to take them all.
And he's damaged. He can put 4 more points in the pool. That gives him 1 frogman hit more before being dead.
Yep. So this is what you know. 3 kids are missing.
And a slow loris.
Well, she wasn't where Bill left her.
Right.
And there is still 2 other, doing some math, there are 2 other humanoids that could have fit into the shell. Right?
Right.
9 plus 4.
Well, there has to be 1 human because you said the abhumans couldn't pilot.
Those abhumans.
I said the abhumans couldn't pilot it.
Right. So there has to be 1 non-abhuman somewhere.
Right. Doesn't necessarily mean it's
there's
human.
4 in front of you.
They're not abhumans?
Yeah, these aren't abhumans.
Oh, I thought anything that wasn't human was abhuman.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's power out of the room.
Did you do
wet.
The Kickstarter?
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't. No, oh. Sorry. No, why?
Just wondering.
No. No, I missed out on it. I didn't think it sounded all that interesting when I first started, when I heard about it. And by the time it gained that big full head of steam and everyone was talking about it and I did more looking into it and thought, hey, that'd be kind of cool. It was 3 days past the startup, the Kickstarter. So
I want to be able to do The Strange just because I like this one so much. He's got a new book that
yeah, it's,
ends in 2 days or something.
It sounded like, it kind of sounded like Nova Praxis. Side.
Oh no, it's
Numenera in space, isn't it?
No. It's Numenera in the continuity of multiple realities.
Oh, okay.
There's one setting, there's endless settings.
Right.
But the game comes with 3 settings.
Oh, okay.
Or not settings, but 3 dimensions that you travel between.
Okay.
One is modern, Earth.
Our Earth?
Modern Earth. It's kind of a mystery, horror kind of setting.
Okay.
Another one is a fantasy setting. Another one is a high-tech setting.
Huh.
And when you go from one, I can't remember what he calls them, recursions. Go from one recursion to another, your focus changes.
Hmm.
That's
but it's what I hear is the core rules.
Cipher.
It uses the cipher system, yes. Yeah.
That's what they're calling this, the cipher system.
Since he moved it to multiple games, he calls it the cipher system now, rather than just Numenera.
Well, it was the same idea when Margot Weiss Productions came up with Cortex. They weren't calling it Cortex to begin with. It was something else.
It's called The Strange.
The Strange, yeah.
And it's on Kickstarter
now? It's on Kickstarter. Yes. $80 will get you the physical book.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that comes with all the PDFs, but I'm not sure about it.
Better.
If you want all the books, it's $200.
Jeez.
I want all the books, but I don't have 80, so you know.
Mm. Wow. That's pricey. Yeah. Nobody might see what the PDF package is.
Good quality stuff.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I'll definitely look at it.
Doug?
Before we wrap it up, last week I asked the listeners to go to iTunes and leave, reviews,
mm-hmm.
and I just want to give a big shout out to AJ the Ronin and Zencore 62 for going to iTunes and leaving us some awesome feedback.
Thanks, guys. We do appreciate it.
Yes, thank you kindly. I do appreciate it.
And friends of the podcast, the Knights of the Night podcast, they are also doing a Numenera game right now. So if you would like another Numenera podcast to listen to, go right over there. There's another one I will put into the show notes because I can't remember what it is off the top of my head. It's a really short, I think it's a weekly podcast. They're 3 to 6 minutes long. They are in character of Numenera as if you're hearing a voice over the radio. They give GMs real quick plot hooks, and the guy's doing them as if, you know, they're just radio programs or whatever in Numenera, in the ninth world.
That's
so
cool.
Kind of neat.
Who's that?
I'll put it in the show notes. I'll let you guys know separately. I can't remember what it is off the top of my head. It's in my podcast aggregator. So, but it's pretty cool.
Cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, guys?
Nope.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. Thanks
Say goodnight.
For the good reviews.
Say goodnight.
Night.
Okay, that fight got pretty thorny for our heroes. Now, will they lay up and lick their wounds, or will they march on and save the kitties? Tune in next week and find out. In the meantime, send us your email, roy@rusackgamers.com. Or send us voicemail, 502-4141-RUE. That's 502-4141-766. And like us on Facebook. The address is www.facebook.com/RusackGamers. All lowercase, all one word. Finally, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. The opening song is Betty Betty by the Nunchucks. Numenera is copyright 2013 Monty Cook Games, LLC.